Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Steve DelBianco, Executive Director of NetChoice.org. Nobody works harder, folks, than Steve DelBianco. He travels the world testifying, writing documents and reports to support the free flow of business on the Internet and to not be overly encumbered and on so many different levels. I'm amazed at what he's accomplished. I don't even want to think about, folks, what ICANN would look like right now without Steve and some of the folks that he works with when the Obama administration basically gave ICANN away to the world. Steve was right there to make sure it didn't get too ugly. Steve, again, I want to congratulate you and thank you for that yeoman's work that you did.
Thank you, Jim. I think your support and amplification of our message just really helps to make the difference.
Well, we tried. So, all right. So, there's another thing going on right now that's associated with this the internet tax situation. You call it the tattletale story or the tattletale rule. Tell us about this.
Right. It's ingenious and devious, and it was the tax department of the state of Colorado back in 2010 said, "Well, by golly, if the Constitution prevents us from taxing retailers all over the country, maybe we can do something else. Maybe we can force any catalog or online website outside of Colorado to report to the state Department of Revenue so that we know what our residents have been buying from out of state. We can go after them for the sales tax that they didn't pay." So it's similar to those 1099 W-2s that your employer sends to the state federal government. They came up with this reporting regime. Well, instantly industry sued over it and took 6 years to work its way through the courts, but eventually the 10th Circuit Court said it was okay.
Hmm.
So that goes into effect in 2 months in Colorado. I'm just off the plane. I was in Colorado for most of the last 3 months trying to repeal the nastiest part of this law, this notion that the state would now learn where its citizens are shopping. Not necessarily everything they bought, Jim, but where they're shopping. So if you were buying things from Anxiety, a set of DVDs from Anxiety Exit, .com, or maybe you're buying your ammunition from freedommunitions.com. You're looking in the handbooks on bankruptcy or divorce. Maybe your political leaning.
So I bought a piece of architectural trim from a store from an individual in Florida a year ago. And so he's just an individual. He sold me the piece. I'm pretty sure I didn't pay sales tax because I don't think he had the ability to collect that. And so you're saying that he might have to report to my state and tell them that he sold this piece to me like a 1099.
That's right. And then you would be.
And then they'd contact me and say, "Hey, you know, you owe us $25.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be that. It'd be 25 plus penalties and interest because of the delinquency. But the real issue is they're expecting. States are expecting that you'll self-report your use tax on your annual income tax returns, and this one certainly is going to increase the compliance if you realize the state has this information, and if the vendors tell you what they sold you over the past year, because this law also requires.
So you say if everybody knows about the tattletale, then they're sort of exposed out there. I'm imagining this, Steve. You get pulled over by a police officer, and you think, "Okay, I'm speeding. I'm going to get a ticket." And the guy and the police officer walks up and says, "Sir, I noticed you have a warrant out for your arrest because you didn't pay sales tax on that $100 purchase out of Connecticut."
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
I know it's a little silly, but it at some point in time, some of those dots could connect.
Right, and we went to Colorado, and with the support of a lot of privacy advocates, brought up the concern about consumer privacy.
Right.
The State Department of Revenue now knows where you shop. And also, if you bought something from a out-of-state jewelry company and had it shipped to a different address, they'd also know where you were shipping your jewelry.
Right.
So intensely personal and private relationships would be exposed to the State Department of Revenue without any requirement that they protect the data only to the Department of Revenue.
But they didn't. The privacy argument didn't work, though, did it?
It worked in the Senate of Colorado, Jim, but the House killed my bill yesterday along party lines. The Democratic leaders in the House loved an extra few dollars of revenue.
Could this become a model for other states?
It already has. Louisiana, Vermont, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Washington.
Wow. Steve,
watch out for what's coming.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the hard work, and maybe something good will come from all that. Hey, Steve, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all you do.
NetChoice.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out. All the things that they do there, I promise you, it will illuminate you. You'll learn some stuff. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.